Hollywood presents... The new National Guard show. Yes, from the cinema capital of the world, we present the new National Guard show. Here now is your host, C.P. McGregor.
Thank you, young Miles, and a very warm welcome to you, ladies and gentlemen, as you join us on another National Guard show in this series of new and different radio dramas, especially created for you and starring the greatest headliners in the motion picture world. And now, the National Guard, our great citizen army, presents Lynn Barry in But Where Was the Groom? The house lights fade down, the curtains part, and here's Act One of But Where Was the Groom, starring Lynn Barry. The little church around the corner is hushed with the joyous expectancy of a wedding about to begin. Outside, curious onlookers gather in hopes of a glimpse of the happy couple. Then, amid the strains of Lohengrin, a wild-eyed man rushes into the church and, a few seconds later, dashes down the steps with an excited groom in tow. An irate bride, her wedding gown gathered up in anything but a ladylike manner, runs down the church steps just in time to see her groom drive off. Rushing out into the street, she hails a passing car.
Hurry, follow that car.
Say, what is this?
Don't ask any questions, just follow that car.
Now, look now, don't you think you might tell me what this is all about?
Watch what you're doing, they're turning the corner.
How long is this going to take? I've got a date.
Is that all you can think of at a time like this?
If you just let me in on what we're chasing
it's after. My husband-to-be.
Oh, that explains the wedding gown.
Right, boy.
Thanks.
Can't this crate go any faster?
I've got the jet propulsion turned off.
Very funny.
Don't you think it's a little unladylike to chase after the poor guy?
Well, what would you suggest?
Well, after all, he's obviously trying to lose you.
For your information, he's been kidnapped.
That's a new one. Right out of the church, huh?
From under my very nose.
Did he struggle?
Well,
I take it he didn't.
Well, it all happened so fast, I think the man had a gun.
Did you see a gun?
Oh, tend to your driving.
Mm-hmm, no gun. Did he say anything?
Who, Jim?
Well, if that's his name.
The man said, you've got to come right away. Clarissa's... And then he didn't say any more.
And what did Jim say?
He said, oh, my God.
And then?
They ran out.
Doesn't sound like kidnapping to me.
Oh, it was. Jim wouldn't do a thing like that.
How long have you known Jim?
3 weeks.
Well, fast worker, aren't you?
Getting married was Jim's idea.
Sounds like a case of another woman to me.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Okay, be an ostrich.
I'm not an ostrich.
Lady, you've been jilted. Now, let's turn around and let me take you home.
Oh, huh? I can't. I'd be the laughingstock of all my friends.
Well, what do you think following him is going to get you?
Well, I don't know, but I've got to find out.
Now, look, they're heading right out of town, and I've got a date.
Don't you have any chivalry?
I lost it at the age of 5. And my best girl swiped my ice cream cone and gave it to another little boy.
Oh, please. This is practically a matter of life and death.
They have a high-powered car. We'll never catch them.
They're bound to stop somewhere.
Okay, you win.
I don't see the car anymore. Do you?
I didn't think we would.
Well, that's funny. I could have sworn they turned into this road.
Well, they didn't.
Then we've lost them?
Mm. You go to the head of the class.
Well, can't we go back to the main road and pick up the trail?
We're going home.
Oh, you wouldn't. Not after we've come this far.
Oh, wouldn't I?
Quitter.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
You are. You're a quitter. You can't take it when the going gets tough.
Now, just a minute. I was driving along, minding my own business, when... You came rushing out into the street like a crazy woman and made me chase a guy who was jilting.
He wasn't jilting me. He was...
Shut up.
Oh.
Well, you made me chase this guy for miles. You made me miss my date with a cute little trick.
Cute little trick. Cute little trick. Is that all you can think about?
Yes. Now we're lost in the wilderness, miles from civilization. And you have the nerve to call me a quitter.
I suppose that my life being upset means absolutely nothing.
I've never seen you before in my life.
How would you feel if it was your sister in a position like this? Wouldn't you like to know that some kind man was helping her?
I don't have a sister.
Well, suppose you did.
Well, I wouldn't have a sister like you.
That was unkind.
I'm sorry, but we're going home right now. No.
for the love of Pete. Stop there.
I guess I can cry. I want to.
Well, not in my car.
All right, then. Throw me out. Go on, throw me out. It would be just like you.
Oh, nuts.
Please, just follow a little longer.
Nothing doing.
Your heart must be made of stone.
Granite.
You'll be sorry for this.
I'm sorry already.
But something will happen to you.
Like what?
I don't know, but it will.
All right. Make it happen.
I won't have anything to do with it, but you'll be punished.
That's interesting. I can hardly wait.
Hello, Alice. Why, you...
I had nothing to do with it. You know I didn't.
I'm going
now
to...
Now keep away from me or I'll scream.
The curtain falls on Act One of But There Was the Groom, starring Lynn Barry. Act Two in just a moment, but first, this message from Wendell Niles for the National Guard.
This summer, 350,000 men of the National Guard will go into the field for 15 days of intensified training. They are citizen soldiers and airmen who are voluntarily giving up their time so they will be better prepared to serve you in time of domestic disaster or enemy aggression. Those of you who employ guardsmen can repay their personal sacrifice by giving them military leave for those 15 days in addition to regular vacations. Many employers make up the difference in military and civilian pay or grant full pay to guardsmen during this period of military leave. It is their contribution to national security and local welfare. If you are asked to give a guardsman military leave, don't hesitate. By supporting the National Guard, you will be assuring yourself and your country of continued integrity and security. Now back to the show and our host, C.P. McGregor.
Act Two of But Where Was the Groom, starring Lynn Barry as Liz. Liz warned Cliff something would happen to him if he didn't help her, and something did. They had a flat tire, and to make matters worse, it started to rain.
Flip.
Yeah?
I'm sorry.
What good does that do me?
All right, then, I'm not sorry. Anyone who doesn't have a spare tire in his car deserves to be out in the rain.
Do you mind not talking to me? I find it easier to keep my temper that way.
You!
Well, I told you to wait for me in the car.
Alone?
Don't worry. No one would come near you.
That's... mean.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Here.
I don't want your coat.
Put it on.
Oh, you'll freeze.
I couldn't be any worse off than I am.
But...
put it on.
Well, thanks. That's awfully sweet of you.
Just self-preservation.
What do you mean?
I don't want to have to carry you home.
Oh. I don't think there is a service station around here.
We'll find one.
Well, at least it stopped raining.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so tired.
I'm sorry.
Do you have any idea where we are?
Well, somewhere around Westminster, I think.
Westminster? Oh, Flip, that's wonderful.
I'm glad you like it.
Well, Jim has a farm in Westminster.
Oh, he's a farmer?
He raises prize horses. This must be where he came.
Ah, then you admit he wasn't kidnapped.
I'm not admitting anything. They might be holding him a prisoner in his own home.
You know where the place is? Maybe they'll drive me into town.
Look, Willoughby Farm. This must be it.
How do you figure that out?
Jim Willoughby, Willoughby Farm. Simple.
Well, come on then.
Do you have a gun?
Oh, don't be stupid. You don't really believe he was kidnapped.
No.
There must be someone home. Every light in the house is on.
Flip, I don't want to go in.
What? Well, you're going in.
Maybe I shouldn't have come.
You know, after I leave here, I hope I never see another female as long as I live.
There isn't anyone home.
How do you know?
I can see in the window.
Well, come on.
Where are you going?
Around to the back of the house.
But no one's home.
I'm going to make sure.
Oh.
What now?
Look, there's a man with a flashlight over by the barn.
Ah, now we're getting somewhere. Hey! Hey, you!
He's got a gun.
Oh, he has not.
Hey, mister! Keep quiet over there.
That's the man, Flip. That's the man who kidnapped Jim.
Quiet.
What is this? What's going on here?
What have you done with Jim?
Please, I'll have to ask you to be quiet.
Where is Jim?
He's in there with Clarissa.
She's had a hard time.
Well, I'm going in.
You can't go in there.
And why not, may I ask?
Yeah, who says she can't?
Please be quiet.
Oh, Joe.
Oh, yes.
It's all right. It's all over.
Jim.
Oh, thank God.
Well, who's with you? Why, Liz, what are you doing here? And who is this man?
His name is Flip. He helped me to follow you here.
Oh, darling, I am sorry. It was a shabby thing to do. We'll be married tomorrow.
Will we?
Well, I couldn't help it. It was Clarissa. She's my prized broodmare.
Oh.
Well, she needed me, Liz. Surely you understand that.
Mm.
She had a little cold just now, and they're both doing just fine.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Well, congratulations to you both.
Oh, shut up, you fool. Jim, I'm going to borrow your car. I'll send it back in the morning.
Anything you say, dear, and we'll go through with our plans tomorrow.
Here's your ring. Give it to Clarissa. She can wear it through her nose. Well, go on. Laugh. Laugh all you want to.
I'm not laughing, Liz.
You aren't?
I think you're pretty terrific. How about making up for that date I missed tonight?
Why, Flip, how nice. Say, you don't raise horses, do you?
Hate them.
Well, this is going to be interesting.
The curtain falls in the final act of But Where Was the Groom? Thank you, Lynn Barry, for lending your very able talents to the National Guard Show and for bringing to life the character of Liz. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, our citizen army, the National Guard, will bring you the story of A Question of Eligibility and will star Dennis O'Keefe. It's a play of an unusual dramatic impact and one you certainly won't want to miss. Until then, thanks for listening. This is C.P. McGregor saying cheerio from Hollywood.
Our star appears with the courtesy of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee, which arranges for the appearance of all stars on this program. This program is transcribed in Hollywood for release at this time. This is Wendell Niles saying so long and turning the program over to your local announcer, will tell you where you can get the full details about your local unit of the National Guard.